Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday at 6 to 8 p.m. Now, generally, I think this update this morning is going to be mostly about, yes, foreign direct investment, but also about property. Because commercial properties are kind of set to recover. A lot of people are going back to the workplace now. And I think maybe that was always a plan, wasn't it, Kuku?
Certainly seems like it. Top of the morning to you, Sizwe. So you're quite right. And Sizwe, we touched on Zoom last week and the expectations that they're likely going to report lower profits. That's on the back of the fact that globally we are seeing a lot less people making use of their platform as there are a lot more in-person interactions within the workplace, largely evidenced by the shifts that we see in the United States. But this particular trend seems to be very common in South Africa as well. And it's largely being shared by Growth Point Properties, one of South Africa's largest commercial property owners. They actually happen to be our landlords at Kaya House, but they had an article with Business Tech where they engaged in terms of enlightening the audience on the fact that they are seeing a reduction in their vacancies essentially taking place. Now, this is part of the post-pandemic curve and trend that we are seeing, that over the last year and a half, what we have seen is that there's been a robust level of interaction from corporates and big business, even entrepreneurs themselves, who are looking for office space at the moment. And this is said to have heightened the level of interaction between employees, and as a result, also seeing Growth Point as a property owner and manager having to boost the level of investment into several amenities. Think coffee shops, additional parking bays, lighting structures to ensure that there's sufficient power and just sufficient conducive working spaces that they create for a lot of their tenants. This data is also evidenced by the likes of the Reuters report, which also takes a look at what we see in terms of the commercial property activity. And it's also evidenced by the likes of Careers Junction, who have also highlighted that they've seen nearly 60% of South African employees now requiring a more in-person presence within their working opportunities that they have on their website. So overall, this is definitely a good win for those within the property space, largely when it comes to commercial, especially given the significant dip that we saw back in 2020. The recovery is also indicative, hopefully, of a booming economy where we are seeing a lot more corporates not only asking their employees to come to work, but also potentially heightening the employment opportunities that exist in the country.
A few years ago, there was a term, the richest square mile in Africa. And this was referring to Sandton. I haven't heard this term in a while. And I don't know. I don't believe that Sandton remains the richest square mile in Africa now. We'd have to research it and find out. And that's because a lot of buildings have gone to just being white elephants. A lot of hotels have closed down. Michelangelo Towers, for example, has been closed since COVID. And that matter is not going to court in terms of ownership. Now, I don't know how much detail you want us to get into, whether you want us to touch on some controversies about whether or not Michelangelo Towers is actually owned by Muammar Gaddafi or not. That's a story for another day. But tell us what you know about this matter going to court.
You're quite right. There's so many layers to this one, right? And it does have far-reaching implications in terms of the politics, global politics, and even some sanctions that have been placed on countries like Libya, who have an entity called Ensemble. And they are essentially a sovereign wealth fund that does generate its profits and earnings through this particular conglomerate to actually invest in markets outside of Libya. And this is where the issue of contention does lie. So a few years ago, you might have seen headlines from the likes of the Business Day highlighting the fact that there's been a fallout between the owners of the likes of the Michelangelo Towers and adjacent hotels that are linked to it. Now, what we do understand is that this has now essentially crumbled into a back and forth court case and battle between several entities, largely one that is called Ensemble, as mentioned, which has some backing from a Libyan sovereign wealth fund, together with, and it's known as the Legacy Hotels Group, essentially. This was founded back in the day by Bart Dorrestein. From what we understand, there's been an ongoing court battle between Legacy Hotels and Resorts, Dorrestein's company as well, Legacy Management, as well as Swanvest. And from what we understand, they've been in court since December, where shifts actually took a turn in terms of the ruling that came through, voting within Ensemble's favor to find a more effective way to actually settle the court battle. Now, why there's been a challenge between the shareholders is largely because of the negative association that has been raised with Ensemble, backed by the Libyan government, and they've been struggling with several economic sanctions regarding their investments into different jurisdictions. The other shareholders essentially say, hold on, this is not working in our favor, and have since taken them to court. What the courts have since suggested is that all three of these major shareholders should essentially battle this out within an auction where the highest bidder would then buy the others out. It does seem as though the scuffle does continue in terms of the most favorable and most likely outcome, to such an extent that they are now actually looking to oppose and challenge this particular ruling and outcome before taking it to an auction. And as you correctly state here, Cesar, there's several repercussions that we need to potentially anticipate. Number one, how it does influence foreign direct investment into the country and particular countries or regions that have sanctions against them, and how that plays an influence into the kind of partners that they find locally on the ground to support them in these ventures. But secondly, also, as you've mentioned, this does lead to a standstill in terms of the economic activity that we see in significant business hubs like Sandton. As we know, it's home to financial services and major law firms in South Africa. And that's probably where the name was dubbed from in terms of the market capitalization of some of these entities and what they represent. But if this starts happening within prime locations within South Africa, then it does raise concerns about the ripple effects it has on properties that they own in provinces outside of Gauteng. So it is one to watch. Slow developments most likely, but they will be of significance.
And what are the markets saying, speaking of, I suppose, Johannesburg Stock Exchange and market capitalization?
Well, the markets did have a positive day on Friday. There'll be a lot of influencing factors to how we open up after 9 o'clock. Of course, we can't ignore the spat that took place between U.S. President Donald Trump, Deputy President, Vice President J.D. Vance, as well as the Ukrainian president last over the weekend. That will definitely play an influence into the market dynamics today. But beyond that, we also have several company results being released. The likes of Bidvest, RCL Foods, and Suntam have already come out with their numbers. So that's certainly something that will also shift the movements there. But overall, the JSE All Share Index will open up from 85,942 points. Currency-wise, we're still looking quite steady. 18.63 is where we're trading to the US dollar. We're now at 23.49 to the British pound, and against the euro at 19.41.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.